Allie Williams here with Andy Suarez. We'll go with Andy today. Andrew, Andy, many names, but with Andy Suarez today. You've had a couple starts, quite a few, to get adjusted to Sacramento. What's the biggest change for you going from Richmond up here to AAA?
I think it's more disciplined hitters here. I've been walking more lately, and I think it's just like from throwing too many balls and then them hitting my strike. So
yeah, the strike zone just gets smaller and smaller, right?
Yeah, the strike zone is definitely smaller here too. So yeah, it's a big difference, but you know, I gotta adjust to it.
Yeah, well, how do you feel you've been adjusting throughout the last couple weeks?
Well, yesterday I didn't have that good of a start, but other than that, you know, I've been pitching fine. You know, just keep throwing strikes, which is a problem for me too, giving up a lot of base hits, but I think it's gone well so far.
Yeah. Well, you've gotten to see a lot of different guys from different teams. Are there any that have stuck out to you so far that maybe you've had to play against for a couple years or a little while?
Yeah, I mean, most of the teams here we've been playing against, and I think like the Rockies, a lot of guys there have been since high A to double A to here, like McMahon and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, that's probably pretty much the only people.
Well, you were drafted first out of high school in 2011, ninth round. Then you went to Miami, and in 2014 you were drafted in the second round, and you turned down the Nationals.
We just didn't agree to terms, and you know, I was a redshirt sophomore at that point, so I thought you'd come back for another year and I'll be able to graduate. You know, I was the first one in my family to graduate, so I thought that was like really important. My mom like pushed that a lot, like if I didn't agree to them, so that's what I did.
Nice. Yeah. Congratulations on that. And being able to be the hometown kid and playing at Miami, what was that like? Were your friends and family able to come visit a lot?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I throw once a week, so my family and friends would come all the time. I like ask people for tickets, and it was fun. You know, since I was little, I would grow up watching the games and, you know, watching like future big leaguers play there, and you know, it was great. I love playing there, and I don't regret it at all.
Who were some of your favorite players growing up?
John Jay is a big one. Yeah, the whole like 2018 was good. 2006 as well. Like all the younger guys. They were younger guys in 2006. Yeah.
So professional wise, I'm assuming you were a Marlins fan, or yeah. Iffy.
Yeah. Probably the Marlins. I'd always go to the games with my grandparents. They lived like right there, from the new stadium, and they loved the Marlins. So every Sunday, my grandparents would come to my house, and we just watched the Marlins play, and it was always fun. It's like a tradition for us.
Nice. Are there any players you remember cheering for with your grandparents?
Yeah, I mean, our 2003 team, like all the guys like Josh Beckett and Dontrell Willis, like a lot of those guys.
Now you're in Sacramento. Have you been able to get down to San Francisco to see any of the games so far?
No. Actually, the only time I've been to San Francisco was when I got drafted for that November camp, at like a workout camp, but that's about it.
The workout camps, can you take me through those? I know that a lot of the drills down there, but what is it about that camp down in San Francisco? Does it get you excited or any of that?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, you're staying there for a week and like, you know, in the city, and you get to work out in the ballpark, which is really nice. And you get to like experience like how it is to be there.
Last question. You've had ups and downs, obviously, but what is the thing that you feel that is your biggest strength, and what's the thing that you are looking to improve upon?
I think my biggest strength is I could throw, you know, all my four pitches for strikes, and, you know, my slider's pretty good, I guess. That's what people say. But what I have to improve on the most is probably, learn how to throw balls, like, at certain counts and see who's on deck and, like, things like that.
Awesome. Very humble. Thank you for your time to talk to us a little bit. And we look forward to seeing how you progress up here in Sacramento. Thank you.
Thank you.